Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Music's up. Here we go, buddy. You there, Aaron? Go.
We are so not together.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Our new producer this morning is Aaron Thomas, a man of experience. And we just want to say welcome, Aaron, to your first solo. Well, I mean, you did fill in for a time back in December, I guess, or a while back.
But this is the first one as our official producer.
Yep, exactly. So welcome, buddy. Welcome. Aaron, can you hear us? I mean, I'm not hearing anything. I'm not hearing Robin, and I'm not hearing you, and I'm really not hearing anything.
Okay, I can hear you, Lux. That was good.
Are you there, Aaron? Yeah,
yes,
that's much
gotcha.
Better. Thank you. Yeah, we kind of talk back and forth a lot with our producer, so, you know, I hope we can get used to that with each other. How's that sound? Good, good, good.
Just because we can't see you and you can't see us, you know what I mean? It just, sometimes we have to say stuff. You can text me or whatever about whether I'm loud or I'm soft or whatever, and I'll adjust
it
here.
Yeah, let us know how the volumes are and things like that. So.
And it'll be kind of neat. Everybody's going to kind of learn what it's like to work with a new producer. We would be doing this if we were in the thing
studio,
quietly, but because we can't do that. Aaron can't see the hand signals I give you or the stuff I throw
Aaron
at him when he's not.
I see the hand signals you give me.
Or the stuff I throw at him when he's not paying attention.
That's true. That's true. So, anyway, we're here for fun. We're here for a good time. We're here for entertainment, education, and hopefully the listeners are enjoying what we're doing here and want to make it flow seamlessly.
It doesn't flow seamlessly on a good day. That's what makes it fun. I wanted to say before, one of our big taglines is get out, stay out, stay safe.
Right.
The weather has changed dramatically very quickly, and our bodies have not gotten used to it yet. So if you get out and stay out today, please be careful of your clothes that you're wearing. Stay hydrated, because your body's not used to this 100-degree heat yet. This is just kind of a bam. I mean, we were snowing 3 weeks ago.
My body's not used to 100-degree heat. Heat in 68 years I've been on this earth.
So. I know, me either. I hate it. I absolutely despise it.
Yeah, I don't like it. So
I had full intention of getting in the hot tub and relaxing today, and it's not happening.
Yeah. The other thing you might want to mention is sunscreen.
Oh, yeah, sunscreen. Big time.
Sunscreen is vitally important. As a person who has a little cells blasted off their face with nitrogen, every 6 months at my dermatologist, and has actually had, what was that little skin cancer thing I had taken off my temple?
Squamous cell.
Was that squamous cell? Yeah, it's, you know, when somebody says, oh, you have skin cancer, you know, all kinds of things come up in your brain. But there's a lot of really good treatments out there, and a number of people that I've known have recently been diagnosed, and so just, you know, don't let anything go. I mean, if it's something suspicious, if it hasn't been there before, it persists, you know, it can be caught in time, everything's fine. We have people who have just gone through surgery, major surgery for, what's the bad one?
No, he had squamous too. It was in between. Which one? Maybe somebody had melanoma, I don't know about.
Melanoma. Well, what's the other one? It's not just melanoma.
It's basilar, squamous, and melanoma.
Melanoma?
You usually, I have to look up the ranks, maybe I'm saying them wrong.
Right.
You usually have the least one. You have had one of the second one. Oh.
Okay.
You have had least of the, you've down to the, you've had the second one, but you've never had the third one.
Right. But I have known people who have had melanoma who have suffered greatly.
You know? Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It is absolutely.
I remember my Uncle Don, who was a farmer. Sunscreen didn't exist. And farmer, he's not putting suntan lotion on back in the day. So, you know,
Nobody was.
I know, but I mean, I remember the scars on his face and how much of his nose had to be taken, you know, off in surgery.
So did Aunt Toots?
Aunt Toots had melanoma. Yeah, yeah, and she had half of her scalp taken off. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, on better news, we are giving away a fishing tackle package from High Tide Tackle, Tackle Box Tim. That's coming up next week. We'll give that away on the last Saturday of the month. And
I have somebody who wants me to talk, if Tim's listening, somebody wants me to talk to him about getting a set for somebody. Anyway, just a reminder. Go ahead.
I was trying to tell the listeners how to register. So they will give us a call at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And Aaron is standing by with pen and pad. He'll write your name and your phone number down, and then all you have to do is go on the air with Robin and I and say, hi, I just wanted to get in the contest, or talk about whatever you wanted to talk about. So that's how that works.
Yeah. Hi is sufficient, or?
Well, whatever they want to
whatever
say.
You want to talk about. Yeah, we talk about just about anything.
Well, that's true. That's true. Basal cell. That's what Don Heinbaugh was trying to say. Yep. So, yeah, I think you did mention basil. And that's not the kind of basil that goes in your Italian cooking, right?
No, that is not the kind of basil.
Anyway.
We are both dealing with lack of sleep and sore joints. We went to a very nice hotel to go away for Alan's birthday this week. And it was a great hotel, great people, super nice, and the worst bed we have slept on in a long time.
Oh, it was horrible. The bed was just terrible.
And that's really sad. You go to this place and you're all excited, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But another thing that, and this is just something to throw out there, we didn't get to do a lot of the things we wanted to do because they can't get staff. People are still not wanting to work.
The staff for the hospitality businesses. It's tough. According to the concierge, the biggest part of the problem is in the food service.
Yes.
End of it, you know. So we saw that firsthand. But, you know, all the little specialty, you know, donut shops and coffee shops and that kind of stuff that are in the hotel all shut down.
Well, their big main restaurant. For just the common folk, the ones that go to it every day, okay, yeah. That has their buffet and stuff, that was all shut down. It's been shut down. It's yep. Not open at all. So all you have is the specialty ones.
Yep. And the
and they are run by somebody else.
Exactly. So anyway, we had a good time for my birthday, and other than the bed. Which was probably the worst part of the whole deal. Still affecting us. So here we are. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I have it here. Just a second. Chesapeake Bay Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey results came out. Of course, normally they are printed in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, but we got Maryland Loves Crabs out about 2 weeks before the report results were noted. And the dredge survey was done. I mean, it had been done, but we just weren't able to get the information from DNR to publish it in Maryland Loves Crabs. But we'll probably put a link up there today on mdlovescrabs.com and let you see the results of this. But here's kind of where we are. It's a cooperative effort between Virginia Institute of Marine Science, which annually estimates the number of blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay, and Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Here's the news. The total abundance of blue crab in Chesapeake Bay in 2022 was 227 million crabs, the lowest abundance observed since the survey began in 1990. The number of juvenile crabs in 2022 was 101 million crabs, a slight increase from the 86 million juvenile crabs in 2021, but the third consecutive year below average recruitment. Recruitment simply means, you know, baby crabs born. Blue crab reproduction is naturally variable and is difficult to identify a singular reason for the recent period of low juvenile abundance. larval blue crabs develop in ocean waters over the continental shelf, and many factors can influence recruitment success, such as oceanic conditions, available nursery habitat, predation, and other environmental conditions. Given the recent shift, the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee is planning a workshop for fall 2022 to explore potential recruitment drivers. This is new. Usually the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee looks at the survey and says, yeah, we're good. But this year, apparently, the numbers are so alarming that the Stock Assessment Committee is planning a workshop. Despite low abundance, the number of spawning age female crabs has been above the management threshold of 72.5 million crabs for 8 consecutive years, and at a level capable of producing a strong year class. The spawning age female abundance decreased from 158 million crabs in 2021 to 97 million crabs in 2022. That's a bad number. A decrease in female abundance, 158 million to 97 million. Do the math. That's over 60 million less crabs, about a third less female crabs. Additionally, the results show there were 28 million adult male crabs, which is the lowest adult male abundance on record. The lowest adult male abundance on record. The Chesapeake Bay jurisdictions have maintained harvest of blue crabs at safe levels set forth in the last benchmark stock assessment since 2008. Despite meeting these management objectives, adult blue crab abundances have steadily declined. DNR will be working with partners in Virginia and the Potomac River Fishery Commission in a coordinated approach to set management measures for the 2022 crabbing season that addresses the conservation needs of the resources. The Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee will review the survey results and provide their scientific advice for management during their May meeting. Following their advice, DNR will begin discussions with the Blue Crab Industry Advisory Committee to provide guidance concerning the course of action for 2022 that promotes the health and sustainability of the Chesapeake Bay blue crab population and its fisheries. Your thoughts? Blue crab population, crab abundance, crab sizes, management suggestions for DNR. What are your thoughts on the blue crab here in Maryland's Chesapeake Bay? I'd like to hear that at 410 WCBM. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we are hoping that you might have some conservation measures or some suggestions or some thoughts or whatever on Maryland blue crabs. We're going to focus on that today. What do you think? Robin, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You like to eat them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did I call on you at a bad time?
Nope.
Nope.
I was just trying to find something.
Oh.
Sorry. No, I love to eat them. Are you kidding? Prices are going up so much, though, that...
Well, this is a concern. You know, we publish the only crab-exclusive magazine here in Maryland, Maryland Loves Crabs, and people can read it online or pick it up at their local retailer. You know, most of our advertisers have them in their shop. But you can pick them up there, and you...
And online's really easy to navigate through.
It is. It's a flip book, so you click on the cover page, on the home page. You click on View Online, and it takes you to a flip book, and you can read the entire magazine right there on your computer. Just turn the pages just like you would with a regular magazine, but it's all online. It's great.
You can read it on your phone.
You can do that, too. It's a little tiny, but...
Well, I do, though.
Okay. MD loves crabs. All right, let's see. We have Glenn in Chestertown is on hold, and then we've got Mike in Rosedale after that. So, good morning, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah. warm enough for you?
Yeah.
Our air conditioner can't keep up. I don't know what's going on. We're going to have to get it checked out again this year.
It's 79 degrees right now.
I know. I mean, I've got the air conditioner, and it's not keeping up.
I know. There's a reason. So, how you been, buddy?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Glenn actually called me yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Wanted to find out what time the measuring event is tomorrow at Schrader's.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I won't be there, but I wanted to go this year.
No, you've got other things to do, so got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you need to stay cool today yourself, Glenn. You have air conditioner in your house?
Well, I've got a fan. I'm laying it down. I'm sitting right in front of the fan. So.
I don't blame you.
Not moving.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that.
As long as I got a fan, something like that, I'm
you're good to go.
I just can't hear. I can't stand it. I'm sorry. It drives me nuts. I got a fan going at all times, believe me, even with the air conditioner. I love it.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Well, we have a couple fans. We have a ceiling fan. You got the little fan that you use over there in your
today I had an extra one out.
Yeah, exactly. So, but everybody, that's the whole point. Just stay cool, you know. The thing is, you're inside, Glenn, and you got the fan blowing. I mean, it's that's better than being outside in this sun and this heat, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know, because we had been inside for 2 days, and I was cold in there, and I had my jacket on the whole time I was going around. We walked outside yesterday, and I thought I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. It's bad. So.
Yeah, some parts of the house, it's cooler. Anyway, it's actually cooler than it was outside.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, all right, buddy. Well, maybe we'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah,
hope to.
Hope to be there. As long as I know, I think I got something kind of lined up.
Good.
Yeah, Alan's getting out of puppy class tomorrow to go measure deer, which I think he's extremely happy about. He'd rather see you all.
Exactly. That's all right. Oh, my goodness. All right, buddy. We got callers lined up behind you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day.
See you, buddy.
God bless you.
God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mike in Rosedale. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, thank you. What's going on?
I want to talk about the crabbing. So I'm a recreational crabber.
Right.
And the last, 3-4 years, crabbing's been terrible. And I have caught crabs before, so I know when they're good and I know when they're bad. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone needs to step aside to make crabbing better, recreational and commercial. I think maybe they should raise the size of male crabs to be harvested and leave the females alone for a year or two.
You can't catch females in Maryland, can you? You can. Commercial guys can.
Commercial guys can catch females. Recreational people cannot. There's a limit on females, and we reported on that, I think, last year or year before about, you know, how those regulations are put forth. And I think that's where the restriction is going to be this year for the commercial guys as far as harvesting female crabs. Yeah. Now, in Virginia, right at the mouth of the bay, you know, those commercial guys can, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any limit on female crabs. I mean, even recreational people can harvest certain female crabs. And it's just a very, very odd thing to me that if you've got a population that's on the downward trend, you know, trending downward, you want to be able to protect the breeding stock. But, you know, it's...
Well, the problem I see, it's the same thing with goose hunting. If you just put the restriction on people and no one else abides by it, it's not really helping anything, all the other states.
Well, I agree.
It's not. I mean, it's not. First of all, it's not fair to people of Maryland who like to get out and goose hunt and crab and outdoor stuff. But if it has to be done, it should be the surrounding states also.
Well, you see how well we all work together right now, don't you?
and that's terrible.
I know.
You want to make a joint effort to make things better for the sportsmen or for anything, for commercial, any kind of harvesting issue. It's got to be multi-states. They all got to communicate and set these guidelines together. You doing regulation shit for the people of Maryland, it's not helping.
Well,
look at the history. It's just not working.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, Mike, but I remember when I was a kid, we would just take out the boat and you'd dip them right off the top. They were so abundant, you could get a bushel in no time and just take it home. This was back in the 70s, 60s, 70s.
And a lot of people remember those days. But, you know, things have changed. I mean, we've got red tides. We've got pollution coming out of all of our communities that get dumped into the bay. And not just that. We've got over-harvest on every side, including recreational. We've got regulations that favor the market as opposed to the management of the resource. So it's just go ahead.
It's nothing worse to me than getting up at 2:30 in the morning, getting everything together, and go out and go crabbing and catch 8 crabs.
Sure.
You know, you spend all your time, all your money, all your efforts to get there, and it's just if they would, and it's hard, but stop crabbing for a year. But it's got to be all the states, you know, surrounding states.
When we did the oyster renovation I can't think of the word I'm trying to say. Anyway, when we did the oyster project
recovery,
thank you. Did Virginia work with us on that?
A little bit, but not much.
Not much.
Not much, no. No. So, well, anyway, Mark, we appreciate your comments, and we're not commenting back right now. We're just trying to hear everybody's side of it and not trying to convince anybody about anything. So there you go.
You signed up for the contest?
Yes, sir. We'll make sure you're signed up.
Yep, as long as you told Aaron your name and phone number, you're in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mark, you need to hold.
It's Mike.
Mike, sorry. You need to hold.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep. Okay. I think we're going to talk. Yep.
You were getting me confused on that name, Alan.
I'm sorry. I'm confused in general about this time every morning. So, but we do want to talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, they have a tremendous selection of fishing tackle. The Fluger rods and reels are nice. The Shakespeare rods and reels, including the world-famous Ugly Stick. Penn spinning reels, including the Battle 2 series. I like looking at those rods and reels because they're so far advanced over what we used to have. Now, Clyde's will also spool line for you. I had that done recently. I had premium monofilament. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyways, pulled on my reels, my spinning reels, too, to get me through the summer. So we'll see how that works out. And then don't forget the famous St. Croix rods, too. A big selection of St. Croix rods. Great upgrade for your fishing rods. Very sensitive, very, very nice fishing rods. Live and frozen bait minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, lures, hooks, and terminal tackle for every type of fishing. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9 is Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde'sFishingGear.com is the website. 410-242-6108. Hey, are you looking for a new backyard grill? Well, Backyard Billy's is the place to stop. They have a great selection of pellet grills by Traeger. These are nice. You control them with your phone, the pellet flow, the temperature, and everything else. They're great for any kind of barbecue, smoking, you know, any kind of low temperature cooking that you like to do on the grill. And then they've got the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all those at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, look, premium gas logs by Real Fire. To install in your fireplace, give it that special look. You know, nothing particularly special that you need, but it's really nice. Gas wall fireplaces, too, can add that special look to any room. And how about a gas fire table for your deck? A very distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You can see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to invest in a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for summer. Be ready for the cold weather. coming soon. I mean, it doesn't seem like it now, but it's going to be here in a little while. BackyardVillage.com, the Hearth America Facebook page is open. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500 for Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Summertime heat this weekend, busting through records today here in Baltimore, up to 96 degrees this afternoon. There are heat alerts up for much of the Mid-Atlantic. Our low tonight, 76. Take it easy out there this weekend. Take breaks in the AC, keep the water coming, and check your back seat before walking away from your vehicle. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man, talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man, trout, line, and crabs, tonguing oysters, and booking the beef. Talking about the man.
All right, there we go. Talk about the waterman. How about that, Robin?
Yo.
The dog, our little dog, got you pretty good last night, huh?
Yeah, I'm doing the.
Opened you up on the arm.
She likes to. If I. Pet, I love to pet her when she's laying next to me, and then I fall asleep. Well, if I fall asleep and I stop petting before she's ready,
Yeah. She
decides to tell me.
Yeah, with her paw.
Paw. Whack. And she got me last night, just got my skin. But the other problem is if I don't wake up because she whacked my paw, my arm nicely,
Yeah. She
stands on my head.
Yeah, I saw her do that. That's pretty funny, actually.
No, it's not funny.
It is to me.
11 o'clock at night, and it's 11:30 at night, and this dog steps on your head.
Got it.
was not fun.
So, well, speaking of dogs, why did the cowboy adopt a dachshund?
I don't know why. Why did the cowboy adopt a dachshund?
Because somebody told him to get along, little doggie.
That's horrible. Yeah. See?
Aaron,
you will learn, okay, that we listen to these jokes more than anybody out in the air has to listen to them, and they don't get any better.
Thanks, Joe, for that one. Aaron, as part of your dog walking, you know, career, you can use that one.
Awful, Alan. Awful.
410 WCBM 680. We're talking about Maryland blue crabs. You know, we publish a crab magazine, and I get to see a lot of people in the industry. I mean, I see people from the wholesale end to the retail end and everybody in between. And I just got to tell you, the people on the retail end are hurting, and it's not getting any better. The prices are not, coming down at all yet. The abundance is not there. You know, we supplement our Maryland crabs here with crabs from the South, from primarily Louisiana and Texas, and I mean North Carolina and other places as well. But some of those areas are suffering as well. North Carolina, for example, somebody said you'll never get a big crab out of North Carolina. They just don't catch big crabs in North Carolina. Whether there aren't any or not, we don't know. Chesapeake Bay has the biggest and finest. Louisiana has some big crabs. Louisiana has some nice crabs, but their weather conditions early on drove the prices to, a 50-pound box was about $400 off the truck plus a surcharge for the fuel, which made them about $425 a box for 50 pounds of crabs. Well, then that's to the wholesaler. You got to sell them to the retailer, and everybody gets their little markup, you know, so prices are crazy. They really are. But, you know, they will start coming down. Memorial Day prices will be high. 4th of July and Father's Day prices will be high. But they'll start coming down here in the fall. And if, you can hold out, you might be able to get some better crabs at better prices. But, you know, everybody likes to have crabs with their family. And that's what – and we like to have them, too, just being able to afford them. So, you know, we do need to support your local business, but – get a couple dozen crabs instead of a bushel, and get some shrimp to supplement, or some potato salad, or whatever else you can get together with your family, because people understand the economics, especially in our society today with the high inflation and the high price of gas and fuel. I feel bad for the farmers. I feel bad for the watermen. They got to pay $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. I filled up the other day for a run to. Where'd I go, Robin? I can't remember. I can't even remember. Southern Maryland, I think, and it was, $80 to start the day for a tank of fuel. And when I got back home, it was another $90 to fill up. So, I mean, it's just, and my truck is good. I get over 20 miles to the gallon on my truck. So, but it affects everybody. There's no question. No question. And now with the lack of abundance in the crabs and the juvenile numbers being down and the female numbers being down and the male numbers being down, it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough. So I did hear one waterman went out the other day and soaked five days, 100 pots, and wound up catching, three bushels of crabs. That's not good. That's not good. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We have Ted on Kent Island. Let's talk to Ted. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Hi, Ted.
Hi. Fantastic. Having a crabby day. How are you guys doing?
Not bad at all. Staying cool for now.
Wonderful. It is just a beautiful day out. I'm so happy. I'm getting off work early. Maybe getting some crabs later on. But I was able to stop by my local shop and pick up that wonderful Maryland Ruffs Crab magazine and saw that wonderful girl on the cover. I was so happy.
That was your daughter.
That's my daughter. They went ahead. She got her. Once she found out, she ran over to the shop, grabbed a copy, and they had her autograph it and put it on up on the wall. They taped it up there.
Where did you pick it up at?
Chesapeake Outdoors.
Chesapeake Outdoors, cool.
Yep, there you go.
That's great, buddy. And you sent me a text and said you sent copies to France.
Yeah, my mom's actually in France. I went ahead. I sent her, I think it was 5 copies, but I sent her over to France. And from there, I got an update on that. She sent one over to an uncle over in Italy, and then another family member in Switzerland. So it's going.
Oh, that is really exciting.
Marilyn Loves Crabs, international version. I love it.
The international version, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that is really exciting.
Yeah, it's not often the printed copies make it around the world. I mean, we know the internet version does, but it's not often that the printed version does. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. It was really exciting, and she was really happy. And, you know, once you got Grandma involved, it's, you know, you're not stopping that.
That's true.
I will attest to that. Grandmas are tough.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just really, really happy and proud about that. Thank you very much. But I also went crabbing this week.
And?
I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I went in the Eastern Bay and went in the afternoon because my wife was working and she got off about 3:30 in the afternoon. So I had the boat all ready. We launched at the ramp and she was all tired. We did a first run and we didn't get anything on the first run. And very quickly she grabbed a couple towels and life jacket and put her head down on the center seat of the John boat and fell asleep.
Yep.
So I kept going. So about 3/4 of the way through my second run, lo and behold, the first crab of the year comes.
Yay!
I'm so excited. I don't yell because I don't want to wake the wife up, but I grab this crab, and just by chance, I'm able to get him by both of his claws. It's a big body crab with small claws, and I go to take a picture, and right as I go to take a picture, the crab pops both of his claws off. They drop on the floor of the boat. So what do? Well, I have to think and do something. So now I have a crab without any claws, and I have a wife asleep. What would the average guy do? Of course, I take the crab, I put it on her belly, and just watch it start crawling up across her chest. And by the time it gets to her neck, I know she wakes up, her face starts to wince, and that crab, she starts to wiggle, and I start to giggle. Before I know it, she takes that crab, flicks it away from her hair, and back in the water it goes.
Well, it serves you right.
Right.
But I would have done the same thing, okay?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have enjoyed it if I had done it to you. Be okay to do it to me.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
I'm not dumb.
See how they are, Ted.
But that's all, that, you know, but the rest of the day, we actually got a grand total of 3 crabs, and that was it. But
wow.
And, you know, that was the first crab of the year. I took a picture of his claws in my hand, and that was it.
I love it. So, well, did you send any copies of the magazine to West Virginia?
As a matter of fact, the girls are over. They went there last evening, and they do have a copy with them. So I didn't even think about that. There is a copy with them, and that's where it's going right now. Right
well, there you go.
Right over the West Virginia line by Deep Creek.
Oh, good. All right.
Well, if you need any more copies, let us know.
Yep, let us know. But yeah, I was thinking of the young. Thinking of the young man's picture that you sent us.
Oh, absolutely. No, I haven't heard about him yet because I was at work last night. But I'll have to call back next week and give your report back on that.
There you go.
That sounds perfect.
All right, buddy.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
We both looked at that picture and said that is our cover the first time we saw it.
Oh yeah, yeah. We had a number of options. We really did. So.
And we both said that's it.
Yep, that's it. So.
Oh,
I'm glad we were able to do that for you, buddy. So cool.
Absolutely. Thank you guys very much. You take care and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right.
Oh, you made our day. Buddy.
Thanks.
You go. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You remember Ted. He was the one in deer season. His daughter was hunting. And he was texting her, how you doing, everything all right. He wasn't with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was with a friend or something. And the deer were coming in. And he kept texting. And she says, stop texting, Dad. The deer are coming. The deer are here. So, and he called and shared that story.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, and then she wrote a little story for the Hunting Quarterly about that.
I do remember that.
Stop texting, Dad. So.
You've told me that before.
Oh, yes, I know. You cost me a deer 1 year.
Aw.
What do you mean, aw? Let's talk to Jack. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to mention to you guys that last year was the first year when I get my crabs, I go to Seafood Stop in Falston, and they always have heavy crabs, even when they're smaller. But I would always go for the feed. females, because the females were always the best price throughout the years, you know, because more people like the males. And to me, they're the same. So anyway, last year, they didn't have the dollar females hardly at all. They usually on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, they would have dollar females already steamed. And you can't beat them for 12 bucks a dozen. And I would tell people about it, and they would go, oh, my God, weren't they good? But last year, what I would call, they said, well, we don't have them now. So it shows me last year it was not very good. This year, I don't think they're going to have them again from what I've been hearing. I wanted you to know that, because I'm a female guy. But anyway, what I wanted to ask you, I got a question. Someone told me that the female crabs, they only lay eggs at one time only. That's why they go ahead and they harvest a lot of them. And I was always wondering.
I thought that was right, though. Hold on.
They had the, if they had eggs, you know, you don't want to grab the female and then, okay, let's eat it if it was ready to have it, you know, ready to what do you do when you pick up a female out of the water? How do you know if it's already had eggs and it hasn't had them anymore and they're okay to eat, you know?
Let me correct you on that.
Okay.
A female crab breeds one time, mates with the male one time.
Right.
But she may have up to 5 to 8 clutches of eggs in her lifetime.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a record? Okay.
No, they can have up to, they have as many as 7 broods in 1 year from a single mating, up to 18 broods over 2.5 years.
Broods? Okay. Broods.
So my information is totally incorrect.
Totally incorrect. That's right. Leave the females alone and let them reproduce.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I didn't know how you felt about that. So you're saying don't harvest any, right?
Well, I mean, they're highly restricted, okay? And the biology is that a female crab will mate with a male crab one time in her life. They only live 2.5 years.
No.
The average is 5 sponges a year. She can lay 5 broods of eggs in a year, up to 18 over 2.5 years, is what Robin was saying, in her lifetime. They don't spawn and die. They spawn once. They breed once, but she can lay eggs up to the 12.5 times over the next 2 years.
She got a pretty powerful male there.
No, I didn't know that. Well, now that you told me that, you made me feel kind of guilty for eating female crabs.
You know, it's funny, just because of the way I grew up, and I think most of the female crabs they sell here, don't they come from Virginia and Louisiana?
Yeah.
They're not Maryland crabs.
Well, later in the season.
There's in Maryland, from what I understand.
Later in the season, you'll get Maryland female crabs.
But okay, gotcha.
Because of the way I was raised, and this is just me, okay, and there's just a thing, I've never been able to eat female crabs because when we were crabbing, my dad always said, throw the females back. You can't take the females. He was with DNR, but my whole life from when I was a little kid up, and to this day, I can't eat a female crab. It's just a mental thing.
How come there's not Maryland restrictions then? Why are they allowing people to eat?
There's a lot of them. A lot of Maryland restrictions on female crabs.
But they're pretty plentiful, except for last year when I couldn't get them for a buck.
A lot of the ones you're getting until late in the season, like Alan said, they even bring them up early season, Virginia and Louisiana.
Well, that shouldn't be allowed either then, correct, no matter where?
Well, it's a market. It's
whatever the state markets.
It's whatever the state has to say. So, you know, if the crabs are caught in North Carolina and they're allowed to catch them, they're allowed to sell them.
Okay. Thanks for being informative. I appreciate it.
Well, let me help you out here a little bit more, okay? Instead of buying the females, buy the number twos. You don't have to buy the biggest crabs. Buy the number twos. They're cheaper. And quite frankly, there's just as much meat in a number two as there is in a number one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, I appreciate that.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks
appreciate the call. Yep. Take care.
It's funny how the way you were raised sticks in your head.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I physically cannot pull the
apron off
a female crab.
Right. Hey, we're going to take our second break, and then if we have time, we'll get back to Bill. And we've gone very long here. Meaning to. So, hey, look, we know it's 90 degrees out today and this weekend, but here's what you need to do. You need to plan ahead. Dress up that yard for summertime. And if you don't want to be outside today, head over to the air-conditioned showroom of Backyard Billy's. Walk around the lot, see the picnic tables, see the Adirondack chairs in all different flavors and colors and styles. Giant selection there. You can see all that. You can see it from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside the showroom, that's what I was talking about, you can check out the barbecue grills. I mentioned the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly evenings, if we ever have any anymore. But you can see all that. Anything associated with fire cooking in the outdoors and keeping the indoors warm, you can see it all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. You will be glad you did. Now, because Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl, that's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. John Burris is a friend, and he's highly trained in his craft, and his quality work speaks for itself. It even speaks for itself from my walls right here in the back room. Wood duck over there, butterbill, common scoter up there. In 2021 and through now, Precision Taxidermy, competing in the Maryland Eastern Regional Taxidermy Convention, took the honor first place state champion in the waterfowl division, and he wears that crown proudly. Now Precision Taxidermy offers freeze-drying services for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game birds and small mammals. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. Precision Taxidermy is located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. At phone number 410-744-1779, that's 744-1779, for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, the junior bug comes in the month of June, the lightning bug comes in May, bed bug comes just any old time, but ain't not going to stay. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on the rest of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
All right, we're back.
I love that song.
Ain't no bugs on me.
Ain't no bugs on me.
You might want to check your text, Robin.
I haven't looked yet.
You need to check it.
I do.
So we're going to hold Bill over till the next hour. And we appreciate the call because Bill said he has quite a bit to talk about. So we'll give him his turn. Wasn't fair to put him on and then cut him off right at the end. So it's all good. We're hearing from folks on text. We're hearing from Captain Don and our buddy Sam down there in Anne Arundel County. And, you know, so we're just guess who just checked in?
Our buddy Chris.
Our buddy Chris just checked in. So
he's still part of us.
Oh yeah, he'll never not be. So, but we're just trying to kill a little time here. Now, I don't know if we'd have enough time to get Bill's call in or not. But you know, here's what we like to do: set you up for the next hour. We are giving a fish and tackle package away from next week, Memorial Day weekend. Believe it or not, from Tackle Box Tim and High Tide Tackle. And, all you got to do to get in the contest is give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I just don't think we'll have enough time to be fair with somebody. So give us a call next hour after the 6 o'clock news, and we will be more than glad to take your call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Tomorrow, from 10 to 4, Bucks, Bears, Stags, the official measuring organization for Maryland's big game, whitetail deer, sika deer, and black bears, will be at Schrader's Outdoors. Okay? Schrader's Outdoors on the Eastern Shore. They're in Caroline County in Henderson. And it's at the clubhouse from 10 to 4. If you've got a whitetail deer, you got a sika deer, bring it on up. You got a black bear from Maryland, bring it on up. We'll get it measured and get it in the record book. There is an entry fee, but none for youth. So we'd like to see some of those nice youth bucks from the Eastern Shore. And we hope you'll be able to make it. Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Today, stay cool and hydrated. Your family wants you well.